You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Indeed. Sizzling away. I'm very pleased to be joined in the 95BFM studio by Body of Work. Hello.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Nice to be here.
Thank you for coming up. Yeah. You've picked some awesome tunes for us to listen to today.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I also apologize because I lost my voice the other day. So it's either a good time to do it or not because it's all husky and, you know.
It's mysterious and you can lean in, really lean into the mic.
Get really close to the microphone.
And you're going to be like, whoa. Why did you lose your voice?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was Saturday afternoon before I did anything on Saturday night.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I went to meet up with some friends, and as soon as I saw them, I didn't really sound. I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
You went to say hi, and it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think it's kind of that season, the wind just takes something. It out of you. Yeah.
Might be a metaphor for, like, put out the song on the Friday, and then maybe there's some sort of universal...
Yeah.
Like, all right, shut up now.
It's like really let the work speak for itself. Okay, so should we jump into the music that
Go
you've
on.
Picked? First track is Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah,
your first pick.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about this?
Okay.
Yeah.
The track's called Black Boys on Mopeds. And it's from her 1990 album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. When I started thinking about what songs to play, I was turning into my version of, like, depressive female yacht rock. Like, I was like, this is... And I was like, just chill it out. But also, this song really resounds with me at the moment, just because of the state of things out there.
Mm.
And lyrically, I think it's pretty powerful.
Mm.
But yeah, and what a woman.
Yeah.
What a woman, rest in peace.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let the work speak for itself on this, this one.
We'll hit it.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I childish, and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical. Kill black boys on mopeds, and I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Young mother down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food. they would love you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on no pins. And I love my boy, that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief.
Gorgeous. We were just talking about how initially the playlist was a bit different, but you changed it up. Yeah,
down into my hole.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's Wednesday afternoon, Sarah, come on. And the sun's finally out.
I know.
How good is that?
It feels like summer, but it's also like, it's okay to do that. It's okay to go in the hole.
It's okay to go in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of emotions that you can get out through music, and that's a good vehicle for that. So the next track is, this is, I'm familiar with this artist through Matthew Crawley, I believe.
Yes.
And Jennifer Reed was here very recently. Was it over the summer just be? No.
It was the start of this year.
Yeah.
And she's actually coming back.
Hell yeah.
So look out, New Zealand.
Sick.
What a force.
Yep.
Yeah, I know Jen from Manchester, when I lived in Manchester, and we were in touch at some point last year, and she's like, I'm going to come to New Zealand. I was like, well, I can help with that if you want. And she was like, well, someone told me I'm supposed to talk to Matthew Crowley. And I was like, yeah, that's correct.
That's the one, yep.
So, yeah, and then she came and she blitzed it.
Yep.
Played, Jen's from a punk background, but the song that we're about to, oh, sorry, I just hit the table. The song that we're about to listen to is from, she also researches and performs Yorkshire ballads, like old-timey ballads from sort of street songs and stuff, from the north of England. And yeah, so this song is called The Ballad of the Gatekeeper, and it's the title track from her album of the same name, which came out just after she went back, like just after her New Zealand visit. Yeah. And it's, she sort of has, like, operates in the world of like traditional folk much of the time, but as I say, has a punk background and likes to stir shit up.
Yeah.
But also has a really good point with this one, because she's like, I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not from the trad folk world, but I think there's a lot of, you know, there's a bit of push and pull between traditional older community and then the younger people coming through, and yeah, the song's about wanting to be handed the reins a little bit.
Yeah. Cool. This is The Ballad of the Gatekeeper by Jennifer Reed.
A jolly gatekeeper was tending his garden, a place where he felt the safest of all. And when folk walked past, he oft begged their pardon when their conversation would make him feel small. I can't get along in these newfangled times. The children speak freely of what they shall be. It's hard to exist in a world that seems foreign, but foreign means not what I want it to be. He was often approached, but he scarce would listen. His place was defined and his comfort secured.
Groups of young people would walk past with caution. The atmosphere did not beckon them inward at all. The gatekeeper said he preserves the tradition. Well, strangely enough, we have the same goal. Said a young woman from behind a thicket. Gatekeeper turned around, stirred right to his soul. I'm interested in growing and changing. The gatekeeper looked around, scared and confused. I thought I was helping by keeping things samey. She put out her hand, but the gatekeeper refused. You cannot defy that which defines us. We descend from and sing the songs that went before. You must let me carry the baton from here. It's in safe hands and we wish to know more. The gatekeeper looked down at how he was standing. His legs were wide stanced and his arms folded tight. He gasped at realizing how he was uninviting. His eyes glistened over and then went bright. I'm sorry, me lass, but I wasn't able to see that I was a block in your way. I only ask that you balance the table, collect, write and sing till the end of the day. The girl and those around her did share in these stories, even uncovering some of their own. This tradition is delicate, our actions could have meant destruction of something that brings us home.
I love the bell.
Yeah. Feel like you were there.
I know. That's so cool. Okay, so this next track, this one's a bit different from the others.
It's a little bit different.
It's unreleased.
It is, yeah, this is the first listen. I almost forgot that. Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, it's also my first listen and I've been excited all day about it. So I'm like, I intentionally was like, I'm not going to listen until Drive.
Okay,
to this.
Well, the moment has arrived.
Yes.
This song is called Holy War and it's from Thea's debut album, which is out on Friday. Do I have time to read a little quote? Because she sent me.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. So the album's called Girl in a Savage World. I'm very excited about it because it's kind of bringing together her Te Kahu and Thea personas. Okay, I better be quick. Holy War was a very deliberate decision as being track one on the record. It begins with the Tongikura, Iriru. Oh, sorry, I'm going to muck up the pronunciation. Iriru. Whenua atu me hoki, whenua mai, from our second Māori kingi, Tāwhiao, and it can be interpreted as meaning, as land was taken or stolen or confiscated, so too must it be returned. I'll let the English lyrics speak for themselves, but the song felt like the perfect way to open the record and introduce the themes throughout.
Let's listen.
I've got nothing else to say.
This is Holy War by Thea.
Is it often what to me or given one mind? Is it often what to me or given one mind? My country, she burns, it's a holy war. We cannot return where we were before. Let us look above to the parting skies. Look upon the face of our Jesus Christ. They shall be ashamed, like trees with bitter fruit. Enemies will crumble, still we remain true. My country, she burns, it's a holy war. We
There, Holy War. You're tuned into What's Cooking on 95BFM. I'm joined by Body of Work in the studio. We've been rolling through Sarah's guest selections, and they've been fantastic so far. Track you just heard, unreleased, that was the first play on 95BFM, perhaps in the world.
It would be.
And yeah, we're also going to listen to new music. This next track is your track.
Yeah, I'm just having that moment where I'm like, oh, I don't think about the proximity of my song to M's song. It's like, it will not compare. But hey, I'm just trying out here.
You're too humble.
She's the pro.
This track is called Daruti Poem.
Yeah.
And it's an homage.
Well, it's...
In a way?
I did kind of dislike the pun of the name a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a nod to the Daruti Column, which is a Manchester band, fronted by an older artist called Vinnie Riley. Yeah, and then that band's name is in turn a nod to a Spanish anarchist group.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we need to burn it all to the ground, but, you know, a little less hierarchy isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So the song was, the person who sort of gave me the demo to write some lyrics for told me, and this is very out of character for him, he's a very tall, lanky introvert from Birmingham. And he was like, so I'm thinking with this one, it needs to be like kind of the Bob Dylan track and like, but about social media. And I was like, it's so weird that either of those statements came out of your mouth, let alone at once. And
yeah.
It was also like, no pressure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what this song is. It's just
fantastic.
Yeah, sounds just like Bob Dylan.
And this is from Secondhand Blues.
Yes.
Your EP that came out last week on Friday.
It's been a long, slow...
It's been a drip feed.
It's been a drip feed.
Yes.
But it's technically out now, yeah.
Yeah.
The collection of songs. With thanks to Shannon Fowler, Tom Lark, who put a lot of work into it for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate him. Yeah.
A legend.
Lucky me.
And it's available on Bandcamp.
Yes, that is the only place you'll find it actually as an EP.
Fantastic.
I haven't worked out how to collate everything on the other platforms yet. but we hate them at the moment, so yeah, it's okay.
And if you love music, you should buy it and support artists and not just stream stuff, because that's dogs and that's embarrassing. But yes, Bandcamp, Body of Work on Bandcamp. This is Daruti Poem from your debut EP, Secondhand Blues.
I did it.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Got the train today. Didn't talk. I spent ages on the phone. Why do they just follow? Lighting it up. obsolete.
What's Cooking on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.